spin the globe and stop it with your finger. There's a good chance you'll land on a country where people are in revolt. In Iraq, people want change. The street protests there have been violent. The government said today that Iraqi forces have been ordered not to use live ammunition. It's been a bloody scene in Baghdad and other cities. Despite it all, Iraqis remain determined. The World's Shirin Jafari has our story.
In the street protests happening in Baghdad and a few other cities, something's happening that might not be obvious right away. Iraqis from different backgrounds, people who on a normal day might not have exchanged more than a few words, have come together. For more than 2 weeks now, they've stood up to their government, chanting, marching, dodging tear gas and live ammunition together. Iraqi activist and historian Omar Mohammed says what's happening in Iraq is nothing short of a revolution.
I don't care about what the political scientists say, that there are conditions for a revolution to be called a revolution. This is going to change the country, going to change Iraq for the next generations yet to come. This is a turning point in the Iraqi history.
Mohammed himself fled Iraq 4 years ago. He won't tell me where he is because he and other activists got into trouble with the Iraqi government.
We are threatened. They say, if we see you, we'll kill you. This is the only thing they have promised us.
Mohammed is watching the protests closely. He says he couldn't be more proud of his fellow countrymen.
Believe me, as someone who comes from Mosul, who wasn't feeling that he is represented in this country, now again I feel I am Iraqi.
Protesters in Iraq have been fearless and resourceful. Take, for example, drivers of motorcycle rickshaws, also known as tuk-tuks. They've sort of become the heroes of this uprising. Here's the backstory. When the protests started in October, ambulances had difficulty getting through the crowds to help the injured. Enter the nimble tuk-tuk. Videos from Iraq show three-wheeled tuk-tuks whizzing through the crowd, carrying injured protesters to hospitals, free of charge. Tuk-tuk drivers have become so important for the protests in Iraq that there are now murals celebrating their acts of bravery. Protesters are putting out a newspaper called Tuk-tuk, and a popular Iraqi singer, Hussam al-Rassam, has even dedicated a song to tuk-tuk drivers.
A lot of these people went from nobodies to being somebodies.
Hamza Haddad is an Iraqi political analyst in Baghdad.
Before October, you go to the poor districts and you see tuk-tuks and, you know, they're not your respected occupation. All of a sudden, they've overnight turned into heroes.
Haddad says the protesters are mainly young Iraqis, born around the time of the U.S.-led invasion in 2003. They've grown up under successive democratic governments. But for them, Haddad says, the system is broken. Ola Kadam is an Iraqi scholar at the University of Birmingham in the UK. She says protesters want more from their leaders.
This is a country that has not offered them an opportunity in education, opportunity for work. It has not provided them with their basic services in terms of electricity, sanitation. This is a country that has not provided them with the ability to dream of a better future.
Kadam says Iraqi youth have grown up in the shadows of foreign occupation, war and terrorism. They've only known power-hungry politicians who are only concerned about their own interests. But they're also the generation that has been most connected to the outside world, thanks to YouTube, Facebook and Twitter. The old system that silenced their parents' generation, says Omar Mohammed, the activist, can't silence them. Many of the protesters and their supporters are educated, but they don't have jobs, he says.
I've heard one of the protesters who is more than 25 years old. He says, I still ask my mother to give me money to buy personal stuff. This is unacceptable.
In just over 2 weeks of demonstrations, More than 200 people are dead. Countless are injured. The president and prime minister are promising reforms. But Ola Khaddam says that's not enough for the protesters to go home.
There is now a momentum. The protests have increased and they've taken on a kind of do-or-die attitude.
Omar Mohammed says young Iraqis are tired of vague assurances.
This kind of, we will speak, we will talk, we need a dialogue, we will have experts coming to study your demands, etc., etc. It's no more working.
Mohammed says the protesters have been creative in voicing their demands. It's time now for Iraqi politicians to help reach a creative, meaningful solution. For the world, I'm Shirin Jafari.